Well, I'll begin with last night, really, the Donegal Athletics Board Athlete Awards for the year, the annual awards, and first thing to say, really, really big crowd, the biggest crowd I've ever seen, so that's an event that's building through the years, and very, very encouraged by that. The awards, of course, it was held at the Finn Valley Centre, the awards, going to John Kelly, shot put exponent through the season, through 2017 indoor-outdoor national champion, number 23 qualifier at European level, so an Irish University champion, so pedigree strong there. And then we had Summer Leckie, who's had just a great 2017 and looking forward to, she's a female athlete of the year, looking forward to a very exciting 2018 April. She's heading off very early April to the Gold Coast, of course, for Commonwealth Games, and so we look forward to that, and her training is going well. Her dad and mum turned up last night to accept the award. She's just into serious training at the moment and was travelling back from Dublin, so She's doing great stuff, and herself and her coach working very strongly together. And then in the junior section, it was a case of Fola McFadden, triple jumper from the Rosses, the Gador girl again, medaled through the season, and very, 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 very talented young athlete from the Rosses. So that was a big contingent with her to support her on the night. And then the junior men, Brandon O'Donnell from Lifford. Strabane Club, not maybe his best season ever, because he unfortunately picked up an injury at one point, but I mean did do the qualifying for the European Juniors and so on, so he has got great pedigree and great talent, and he's a big strong boy, so we look forward to 2018 in his case. And then the Masters, well, Kieran Doherty, he through the season 2017 gained European medal in the steeplechase. So, obvious choice for the award there. And Sinead McConnell, she was from Finn Valley, breaking records through the season, both indoor, outdoor, and winning the British title as well, Masters, and over in Liverpool, Manchester area, and Harwich. So they were all really well, awards that were well received. And then at the very end of the night, the recipient of the Hall of Fame, Danny McDade. And I mean, we've talked on numerous occasions about Danny McDade over the years. But, if you look very quickly back at it, he had a 15-year period in his life where he absolutely excelled. And, his 5,000, his 10,000 records, his 10,000 PB is a 29.10. His world record for over 40, was sub-30 as well. Just can't remember the seconds part of the 29-odd. And that's massive running even by today's standard. And of course he went and qualified for European championships in his day. He went to 2 Olympic Games. He was twice the National Inter-County Cross Country Champion, won Leinster titles, Ulster titles, Donegal titles, and he was just a really very, very talented, extremely strongly performing athlete in World Cross Country, Limerick 1979, everybody remembers that, himself and Tracy and the rest of the last silver medals in the world. So a great recipient for the Hall of Fame, and the people before him, people like Cyril O'Boyle, God rest Cyril, and who Danny talked about quite a lot last night, and acknowledged Cyril once again. They were neighbours, of course, and it was a case, in Danny's case, he recollected daily visits as a postman in Glenswally to visit Cyril. So, and then there was Kugo, of course, got it last year. So it was a good night, and then clubs had the opportunity to nominate their underage athletes and picked up their awards as well. So all in all, a very good night, an extremely night. All the recipients pretty much all there, and good atmosphere, good response, and you have to be very positive about it, Miles.
Well, Patty, when you look at those names and you just run through them, the standard's high. Those winners are not just national award winners. They're international athletes.
Yeah, that's what it nearly takes there in Donegal to get an award, and maybe we take it for granted a little bit, and we trot it out every week about athletes performing here, there and everywhere. And one of the great things Donegal athletes always had, Miles, was that they were always prepared to travel, and they were always prepared to engage in competition beyond the boundary of Donegal, so all those people you've mentioned have done that in the past 12 months again, and They all were making qualification and gaining. And indeed, all the young athletes that turned up last night, that were getting awards, pretty much all of them were taking national titles and underage titles for their you know, on behalf of their club through the season as well. So our standard is good. Our standard is good, and but we just can't take anything for granted, and we just got to, you know, keep progressing it and being positive about it and working as well as we can together and then celebrate it on a night like last night.
And, well, some action today in Carrigan's, yes. The three-race series for Lufford's Strabane, yes. AC.
I have that one, and then Carrigan's today, three race series, as you say, about 250 turned out for that, so a pretty miserable old bloody day too, but well done to everybody that turned out. Ben Carr from Finn Valley, a young youth runner from Finn Valley, was the winner, and Gareth McCullough from Strabane Lufford Club was second, and a fellow called Paul Barber was third, and Leona Mullen from Finn Valley won the ladies section. But all in all, getting a lot of people on the ground taking part, and no doubt they will participate in the three race series, one in Strabane, I believe, as well, and one in Lufford. So it's got off to a good strong start this morning.
I'm just not sure about the ladies winner. We seem to have Claire McGuigan in 13th place. Who did you say?
I missed her. I would say I missed her then. So in that case, I had a quick look at the results and I obviously missed her, and I apologise for that. I'd say, if you say she was 13th, then yes, she would have been.
Well, the results that we've got here, but there's so many, it's very hard to pick them out as right. Understand.
I was down through it and I obviously missed her then in that case. Yeah.
No problem, Patsy. Anything else?
No, not really. A couple of athletes across in Scotland at the weekend as well, over in the Emirates Stadium in Glasgow, and the best of the group there was a young fellow called Joseph Gillespie from Ballybofey here. He was very good in the triple jump, but he was second and he just missed out the goal by a couple of centimetres. So, you know, but again, seven or eight athletes made the journey, travelled over, flew over Friday, flew back last night. So just again, like I was saying earlier in the interview, you know, they took advantage for the competition, purposes of competition. And of course, the week prior, we had a couple of Letterkenny athletes over in Scotland getting in some competition as well. So just making the point that Donegal athletes definitely prepared to travel.